story's true, I'm gonna tell to you. It's a psychological thing about what happened when a small group of people were skinny dipping. It was 90 degrees, at least it must have been, cause the sun was shooting down, and a bunch of people were gathering at the swimming hole in town. We were just 6 deep, of course the water was deeper and our bodies were a sweaty mess. We said fuck getting hotter and we jumped in the water, it just made sense. Now across a reservoir, some cliffs above the water with a rope swing and some jumps, and about 30 boys all younger than me were running around in swimming trunks. When we swam across the water with a group of just 6, it seemed a normal thing. Some swimmers in the water just enjoying the day, doggy paddling. Well, we heard the comments coming down from above the rocky cliffs. They were calling us names, pussy fag, asking if we were nudists. We said no, we're no nudists, we're just people in the water, just swimming like all you. But they were so scared that they got out of the water and a few of them were shaking too. One said, could you put your clothes back on? You're naked, it's just not right. We kindly refused and laughed some too, but they were looking to fight. They started throwing rocks and freaking out, they couldn't take it anymore. They were scaling the cliff so afraid of our skin that one of them hit the floor. So they were fainting and screaming and carrying on, it was a crazy sight to see. And then finally one of their heads exploded and another guy started to pee. They were crying, kicking, falling around. One fell off the highest peak. We tried to swim over and help him out. He said, don't touch me, you freak. So eventually we thought we'd leave. Our cramps had gone away. And there's no use getting rocks thrown at you when you're trying to enjoy your day. So we swam back and dried ourselves and put our clothes back on. And then a cop boat came to evict the swimmers, but we were a long time gone. The 30 boys were stopped and scared by that small boat full of cops, but they didn't even see us drying off because we blended in with the rocks. So that's our story of just one day, and it's a story that isn't rare, of 30 boys and the 6 nude swimmers and anger based on fear. And the moral is that you should swim in the nude because it's funner than being clothed. And if people are scared of your nudity, well, they're probably just homophobes.